Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Democrats in Congress are upping the pressure on the Pentagon to limit President Trump's ability to launch a nuclear strike during his final days in office. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, under current rules, only the president decides whether to launch nuclear weapons.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke by phone to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley about, quote, preventing an unstable president from initiating hostilities. Several other Democratic lawmakers have pressed Pentagon leadership to refuse any nuclear order from President Trump. But under current rules, they are supposed to obey the president's commands when it comes to nuclear weapons. Elaine Scarry is at Harvard University.
The president has sole launch authority, and he does not have to check this with anyone.
The absolute power of the president is a holdover from Cold War days. Scarry and others believe it's time to review and revise those rules. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
After removing President Trump's personal Twitter account permanently, citing the risk the president will incite further violence after this week's melee at the U.S. Capitol that followed a Trump rally resulting in 5 deaths, Twitter has also now quickly deleted new tweets from Trump on an official government account. Trump tweeting on the account, "We will not be silenced," and accusing the social media platform of being against free speech. Trump also wrote he's considering building his own social media platform. Twitter, in blocking the president, joined other platforms like Facebook that at least for now have removed Trump's accounts. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is calling on President Trump to resign. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin spoke to her by phone.
Murkowski says the violent Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol were answering his call.
People who were there to riot and who were encouraged that very morning by their president. Yes, yes, I think he was responsible.
Murkowski says she and other Republicans who did not repudiate Trump earlier bear some responsibility.
I allowed myself to refrain from speaking my truth. And I can't just be quiet right now.
Murkowski is a moderate. She says she will not switch parties to join the Senate's new Democratic majority. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin.
3 House Democrats now say they plan to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump Monday, meaning the chamber could potentially vote on his removal from office by midweek. That's according to sources familiar with the discussion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet said whether the House will vote on impeachment after submitting a request along with Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment against Trump. Stocks bounced around at week's end but closed higher. The Dow up 56 points. The Nasdaq rose 134 points. This is NPR. Facing among the largest upsurges in COVID-19 cases in the country, California is issuing waivers permitting some hospitals to temporarily bypass the nation's only strict nurse-to-patient ratios. However, nurses say forcing them to take on more patients is pushing them to the brink of burnout and affecting patient care. At least 250 of the state's 400 hospitals have been granted 60-day waivers, which will allow ICU nurses to care for 3 instead of 2 people and emergency room nurses to oversee as many as 6 patients. A memorial honoring the 19 people, including a member of Congress, who were shot 10 years ago today during an attack in Tucson, was unveiled to the public today. Member station KJZZ in Arizona, Michelle Marisco has more.
Susan Heilman.
Chaplain Joe Fitzgerald read the names of the victims. The attack ended the political career of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Ron Barber was among the 13 injured. He was her district director and went on to win the special election to finish her term. He spoke about those who were shot that day, but also about the future.
What happened in the days, the weeks, the months, and the years after the shooting, that defines who we are.
He then turned his focus to the memorial. It's called The Embrace, and its symbols honor the survivors, the deceased, and the first responders, as well as 6 gardens representing those who died. For NPR News, I'm Michel Marisco in Tucson.
Fiery baseball manager Tommy Lasorda, who led the Los Angeles Dodgers 2 World Series titles, has died. He was 93. This is NPR.